So this is Courtroom Observer Call, and it's April 5th, 2017. And I do have some fun, some really brief fun news, good news from Tanya, who was on the call last week and really was asking for some help. And she emailed me and said that she had several people in California that were offering to help her. And one of the guys, what is his name? He told me he's starting a common law, lawful university or something to
wow.
help teach people. Yeah, something like that. And he's been on our calls, and he's an NLA member. But she felt like she had people behind her that were really helping her come up with a strategy. And so she was really thankful.
Good, good, good.
Yeah. So anybody on the call, do they have any cases they're working on or helping anybody with? You got anything to report? There's only five people, which is really low. Maybe it's an unusual week, but so Michael, you don't have anything to report, do you?
No, I don't. I don't have anything tonight.
Okay. How about you, Jeannie? Let's see, she's muted. I'm going to unmute her. Hey, Jeannie, do you have anything to report?
Nothing that happened new. I don't know just what to do. I'd like to charge with fraud on the court, but I don't really know how to do that.
What did you say? What was that? You wanted to do something to, it sounded like you said something
yeah,
about
I had,
fraud.
I had it on speakerphone, so you probably were getting feedback.
Okay.
My case is set for a jury trial. They're trying to charge me with not having a dog license, so they're turning it into a crime.
Oh, brother. Did you fill out a courtroom observer request?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
When?
I don't know, a month or more ago.
And when is your case?
When is it?
Yeah.
The trial is in June. So.
Okay, let me see what I did. I think I'm just looking it up just to make sure. I'm sure I got it here. I just remember because it was so... let's see.
Yeah, that was just a hearing, and I don't know. Wendy was there, and Robert, and I don't know. She really didn't say anything. She just kind of... Really nothing happened.
You mean who? The judge didn't say anything?
Yeah, she was just really different than she usually is. But anyway...
You mean because she... is that the first time you had an observer?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Well, that's why. Yeah, they don't. Yeah. They act different when they have.
Yeah, she just asked the DA what was going on and if we had arrived at an agreement or anything. The DA said no, we didn't, and that was about it. You know.
So you said you filled out a thing. It wasn't. It's in June.
That would have been that was the status hearing, but the trial will be in June, so that...
You haven't sent me a courtroom observer thing for that yet.
Well, it's just a continuation of this other one, so it's all the same thing.
Right, but I still want to be able to send a notice out.
Oh.
You know, so that you still have, so they don't... So the judge doesn't know what to say.
No, she just was, she hardly talked to me at all. She didn't ask my name or nothing.
Yeah. Well, and it's the same judge you were dealing with, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, so that really a lot of times when they have witnesses, observers, they just don't. They basically, I think they are trying not to give you any material to write down.
Right. I'd like to charge, fraud on the court.
The only thing is they just keep doing whatever. It doesn't have anything to do with justice. It's a private for-profit corporation. So trying to do stuff like that, it's kind of...
We've done everything so bad, and I told the DA that I was charging jurisdiction and whatnot. And at that hearing, I tried to give the judge some paperwork, but she wouldn't take it. She said she wasn't accepting anything. So I wanted.
Well, what kind of paperwork were you trying to give her?
I don't have it right here, but I just telling her that. Oh boy. Let me see if I can find it quick.
Well, was it your case? Was it your case that you're giving her?
Well, yeah, I was trying to tell her that, that I don't, speak that legalese, and that I need, what did I say? I mean, this was a while ago, so I'm trying to remember just how I had worded this, that I required an interpreter for my due process rights and whatnot, and that my rights come from God and from my religious and moral beliefs, that I have to follow my conscience, which I can't give my dogs a shot of the babies because they are older dogs and it would, damage them and whatnot.
Yeah.
And I did a whole bunch of different things that I said, and that they can't, that a statue is in conflict with the Constitution, and if then it's unenforceable. And, oh boy, what else did I...
That's what you said, or that was in the papers?
That was in my paper, which she wouldn't accept. She didn't talk to me. She didn't want to talk to me at all.
Right.
And I put some different cases down, like you can't convert a liberty into a privilege and whatnot and license it. And the Murdoch versus Penn and whatever.
I've said this lots of times before, but the best way, if you don't know how to speak in court, is to make sure that you have your case all laid out in your paperwork, and you have a few copies of it. So you give, you're supposed to give one to the judge, one to the, even the bailiff, and one for yourself. And it's kind of odd that she didn't ask you anything, because what you're supposed to do, in that sense, is if she tries to ask you any questions, you just say it's all in the paperwork. And if they keep bugging you about they're trying to get you to speak to trip up your paperwork. So then if they keep bothering you about it, then you just pick up the paperwork and start reading it.
Well, I wanted to do. But she didn't give me the opportunity.
She didn't even ask you anything.
Oh, no. She didn't talk to me even. She didn't.
Weird.
She basically looked at the DA and asked if she had, what the status was and if we had done anything or whatever. And she kind of just glared at the DA more than usually she glares at me. But
how interesting.
I thought that was really weird. Why did they have a... Because I didn't know what the status hearing was supposed to be about. That's why I made the affidavit or whatever that I could just... And I had already, challenge jurisdiction to the DA, but she's she didn't even comment it, and so I wanted to put that into the court, too, that I'm challenging jurisdiction, but I don't know. They just don't.
No, they don't want to talk to you, to people like you, because then you're not following their narrative.
But the last, when I was supposed to make a plea or whatever, I said, well, show me the law that I broke or whatever, and I can't really make a plea until I know, you know, and whatever, and the judge then, who isn't even a judge, I don't know how he could be there because he's a practicing attorney, private practice, but he was, and he just, he didn't even know why I was there. He didn't have any paperwork on me at all, but he said I had to plead, so.
And so you said, well, show me the violation, or show me, actually,
right.
Show me the,
I had
show me the... The person that's been harmed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And,
or
and
where there's any property damage.
Yeah, there's nothing, you know.
Well, I mean, did you ask them that and they can't come up with it because there isn't any.
Right. I asked, I gave the DA.
Where's the damaged party here?
Mm-hmm. And nothing. So I don't know what they're going to do to me because I will not get the dogs a shot and I can't get the license without giving them a shot, you know, the rabies shot. I've got a letter from a veterinarian who has practiced over 30 years, but he's also a scientist, and he has proof that the rabies shot does cause cancer in dogs.
Right.
And of course, because of this judge who didn't know why I was there at all, and then he's really not the judge. He was just there for the plea thing. And now this other judge that'll be there in June, I looked on the court papers on WCCA, they got Wisconsin Circuit Court access
mm-hmm.
with the case number, and she, the judge, Ann Knox Bauer, she put in a not guilty plea for me, which I did not plea, you know, because I said I couldn't plea without knowing what, you know.
What the heck you're being charged with.
Yeah. So that I don't know what this case is going to do. I mean, what are they going to do to me? Throw me in jail? I've been charged with contempt of court, so.
Oh, contempt of court by asking, what are you charged with?
Yeah, because they don't like, but, you know, because I'm not cooperating.
That's pretty ironic, isn't it?
The whole thing is just ridiculous. I mean, it's not, there's no, that's why I want to charge with contempt of court, because there's no justice. There's no law there. I mean, it's just,
yeah.
But, I don't know. If anybody else has anything,
anybody else have anything to add? Well, this might be a short call tonight because it's very little. I mean, there's, you know, six of us on here, including me, and it doesn't seem like there's a lot of news. Maybe
I got
maybe
some news
not,
for you.
You do? Oh, Terry!
Yeah, I was just kind of, you know, listening, you know, I thought, you know, I'd just listen tonight, but, you know, as long as not many people on, I actually had an interesting day. Went down to Trenton Federal Courthouse where they're trying to railroad Jason Berg on false criminal charges. Did you know Jason?
How come I know that name?
He used to be New Jersey coordinator.
Oh, okay, uh-huh.
So anyway, Jason ruffled the feathers of court security and Homeland Security by taking a picture of a Homeland Security vehicle.
Oh, I remember this part.
Yeah. But that was actually in Newark. So because they didn't want any supposed bias, they moved it down to Trenton. So anyway, it's really a huge farce Because what they're saying, and this is Jason has been going through court-appointed public defenders like chewing gum. he's on his third one now today.
He fired them?
Well, because they're a bunch of sellouts. They're all in collusion.
So he tries to tell them what their real job is, or what their fake job is.
Jason, unfortunately, is not very articulate, and although he was being helped out by Lydia, he just, you know, kind of fell flat on his face, and you know, so but long story short, you see, here's the thing: is what these shysters are doing is they're refusing to allow Jason copies of his unredacted discovery material. Okay, so they want to give him all this crap that's blacked out. Okay, and the thing about it is this is crazy. They just want to allow him to view all this material on like an iPhone and once, so he can't even refer to it. You know?
Wow.
They're trying to keep all this crap out of his hands, and this is completely illegal. But all of his attorneys were going along with it. So what does that tell you?
Mm-hmm.
They're all in collusion. And a judge, oh, he's a real piece of work, you know, because he's basically, you know, in on this railroad. And apparently, you know, he just, rubbed the wrong feathers or whatever when he took that picture.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the funny thing about it is that they're accusing him of assaulting court security when, in fact, we have videotape and it shows court security assaulting him.
Right.
You know? And so the charge should actually be against court security.
Well, I know, but that's what they do. I've heard this over and over again, that when they do stuff like that, they make it sound like you're the one that did it. I've heard that over and over again. They just flip it back on you.
Right. So at this point, we kind of left it this afternoon, and I want to talk to Jason. I'm going to tell him to he needs to get a private attorney because obviously Jason cannot represent himself. He's, he seems to have a speech impediment, dyslexia, and stuff like that. And he doesn't come over very well. You know,
right.
He comes over as kind of pedantic, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I want him to talk to somebody I know that I was going to hire, but I hired another guy because it was cheaper, and I ended up, you know, getting convicted, long story short. So the other guy I think would have been, much better in retrospect. He wasn't a pushover like my guy was, you know.
Oh.
So that's about it. That's where it stands. I mean, these people are crazy in what they're doing. And the other thing about it is they're not even – and here's the other thing. Is one of the things that we wanted to raise was the fact that Jason was not taken in front of a judge within 2 days as required under federal law, you know?
Mm-hmm.
If you get charged under federal law, they're supposed to bring you in front of a judge, not a magistrate, okay,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
For the arraignment or whatever it is, you know, preliminary hearing or whatever. They did not do that. And not only, you know, did they not do that is that they originally charged him on a traffic ticket type of thing, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You know, for the so-called assault, okay? And then they changed it to a felony, which they did like several months later because Jason refused to plea on this traffic ticket type thing, you know, like minor assault or whatever it is,
mm-hmm.
misdemeanor, okay? So because he refused to plead to the misdemeanor, several months later they decided, okay, we're gonna change this to a felony, was 16 years in jail, which is another violation, you know?
Mm-hmm.
None of this stuff is they're completely throughout the rules of criminal conduct.
Right. They're just criminals. That's why.
That's right. That's right.
That's it. They don't care.
Yeah, so I told Jason, look, you got, you know, and even this other guy, the new guy, refuses to raise these issues. If they would just address these issues, Jason, the charges against him would have to be dismissed because the arrest is fatally flawed, okay? You can't go back and fix these things, you know, the way they did it. So I want to tell him he's got to get a private lawyer. He can't represent himself, and of course,
mm-hmm.
you know, they're not going to take anybody else. But he's got to get somebody who agrees with these points that the arrest is completely problematic the way that they did it, and the charges need to be dismissed because. And here's the thing: the judge and the prosecutor don't even want him to bring this up. Because what it does is it leads to a big conspiracy involving mm-hmm. court security covering up the fact that they're not following court the rules of criminal conduct.
Right.
And they don't want to have that, so they're all protecting each other. And the public defenders are doing the same thing.
Right.
So that's about it.
Okay. Well, thanks, Terry. Anyway, so... I'm going to call this a short call tonight since that was, you know, that's all the news we have right now, and that was good, Terry. So thank you so much for bringing that up. So I'm going to